still can't believe I'm doing this. Oh, shit. He's already here. Just take a deep breath and don't make it weird. Don't make it weird. Don't make it weird. It's not a big deal. Hi. Good evening. So, how are you doing? Yeah, it's been so long since we've seen each other. I'm glad to hear that. Please come in. Come in. So your mom said that you're halfway done with college already. Is that right? Can that be right? Oh my God. Time passes so fast. Yeah, not for you. It feels like you've been in college forever. Sure. I probably sound like an old aunt saying these things. I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous. Oh, come on. You have to know why. No, it's not adorable. What has college done to you? I don't remember you being so smooth. Please, you really don't need to say things like that. We both know I'm well past the age of being considered cute or adorable. Oh, okay. If you say so. I'll get you something in the kitchen, okay? Please, make yourself comfortable on the couch. Do you still like cookies? I remember you used to love them, so I baked some? Saying that out loud, I'm realizing that maybe I'm making it awkward, because last time I made you cookies, you were in high school. If you don't, it's totally fine, though. Don't feel like you have to eat them just because I... Oh, okay. You do? That's great. Please, eat as many as you want. No, the couch is fine. I'll clean it up later. No worries. So, I guess we need to talk about that, right? The reason you're here? Yeah, I've kind of been avoiding it, the subject, since you got here for too long already. So why don't we just dive right in? Elephant in the room, right? First of all, I just need to say thank you a ton. For what? Well, number one, for hearing me out and even considering it without making it more awkward than I did. And then for accepting this, me, and for being so understanding through the whole thing. It really has not been easy for me. Yeah, I mean, I've wanted a baby for so long, but after a couple years of, you know, after he died, I still don't feel ready to have a relationship. It's complicated. I considered that, but in vitro fertilization is just so expensive, and the whole idea makes me super uncomfortable. So I was kind of, well, it's complicated, right? What seems logical to my mind ultimately ended up kind of clashing against something internally. So, yeah. And it's expensive. I mean, artificial insemination and all that stuff. It just kind of makes me super uncomfortable. It's so clinical. So I was running out of options. And then I thought of you, like good DNA and what man I would want my child to take after now that he's gone. And Sorry, am I oversharing? I spend so much time alone, I know that I sometimes forget to turn the filter on sometimes. Okay, I'll finish then. Thank you for listening. I mean, I did try to find a guy to help me first, right? In the old-fashioned way, I guess, the internet. But the only thing I really got was a bunch of kind of creepy messages calling me some unflattering names, like a needy slut who just wants some dick, and, you know, things that weren't exactly making me feel like this was going to be the best experience. And I was about to give up, but then you messaged me, and it just seemed, I guess, like serendipity. I was definitely conflicted at first. I mean, I've known you since you were little, right? I mean, how could I forget you climbing up on a bar stool in my kitchen and asking for cookies? But after we chatted for a bit, I realized that that sweet little boy that I knew had truly become a man. Like, if I hadn't known you and I had just been talking to you over text, I would have assumed that you were much older. Yeah. You grew up a lot. No, silly. I mean, you are taller than the last time I saw you, but that's not what I mean. You're just so mature for a college kid, man. And you really seem to know how to make a woman feel safe around you. Yeah, your mother knew what she was doing when she raised you. And I just think that you're pretty amazing. Oh, look how you're blushing now. Guess who's the adorable one in this moment? I'm sorry. I couldn't resist the sweet, sweet revenge. I hope I didn't make you more uncomfortable. Oh, you're not uncomfortable. Well, that's just me then. You tell me if I cross any lines, okay? I'm going to trust you to be able to articulate those things. Also, now that I've mentioned your mom, I have to ask, did you tell your mom about this? Okay, you didn't. I am oddly relieved. I really don't want you to feel like you have to carry a burden or a lie, but also, I am pretty sure that that would be the end of my friendship with your mom. No, it's not a problem. I would just rather keep this between us, if you're okay with that. And I don't know. We're not doing anything wrong, like legally or morally. I mean, it might be a little bit of a gray area for some people, but I am legitimately afraid of what her reactions would be. And your mom is a tough lady. So, I've been friends with her for a really long time, and I don't think I could handle losing her friendship right now. Yep. You said that over text, that I tend to overanalyze stuff. Okay. Am I forgetting something? Because I feel like I am. Oh, yeah. Okay, I remembered. So I contacted my lawyer friend, and she finished the paperwork. Here it is. I know the contract thing might feel super weird, but I'd rather make sure everything is settled now. It says that I'm going to be the sole parent of the child, basically that you are a sperm donor, except that, you know, we'll have sex the old-fashioned way. I hope you're okay with that. I want to make sure that you know that you could never be held financially responsible. I have all the money I need. And if you want to visit, that's great. I mean, you are a friend of the family. I'm not pushing you out of this child's life if you want to be in it, but also my responsibility, my choices, et cetera, et cetera. So, that's where we are now, I guess. Everything, logistical is out of the way, and we just need to do it, I guess. Okay. I know I've said this about a million times, but I promise this is the last time I'll ask. Are you sure that you want to do this? I mean, with me. It's just still so hard for me to believe you. Never mind. Let me take your glasses off, and I should probably sit closer to you, right? Instead of way over here. Sorry. I know I'm making this super awkward, but if I didn't kill the mood completely with the lawyer talk and the widow thing, I think I have an idea. Are you willing to try? Why don't we start with some kissing? I mean, it's always worked in the past. It's a great way for me to warm up. You do? Perfect. Then I will come closer, okay? I gotta say, you are really such a handsome man now, especially up close, like this. I think I might be a little rusty. You'll tell me if I'm bad at this, okay? Oh, you like, huh? I'm so glad. Oh yeah, I definitely do as well. I guess that means we can keep the kissing going. I don't know how much you've been training with your college girls. But goddamn, you really are good at this. not that much, huh? Maybe you're a natural then. Those hands on my hips. I knew today's young men were eager, but wow. Oh, really? I'm making you eager? Oh, come on. You don't need to. All right, I think I should start believing the things you're saying a little more. It's been too long. Too long. You're really starting to remind me how bad I missed this. The kissing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the hands. Strong hands moving up and down my hips. Yes, everything. We can go to my bedroom before things start getting out of hand. I don't know. There are all these windows right here facing outside, and I don't want to be distracted thinking about somebody seeing us. Like, what if this gets to your mom? I know you're helping me, but what would I tell her? Yeah, I had sex with your baby boy, but it was for a good cause. That's just not going to sell it. Oh, good. Look at what I'm saying. Oh, God. Look at me when I'm talking. Do I look like a paranoid crazy person? Maybe I am. That's okay. It's okay. It's fine. Thank you. Fuck. Stop kissing my neck. You know the way, right? Let's go. Let's go. There. My bed is soft, so maybe sit there and... Or you can press me against the wall. That works too. Fuck. I think you're turning my legs into jello. Those little kisses on my neck aren't helping me stand up in the slightest. Oh, I forgot to ask. Is it okay if I swear in front of you? Oh, God. At this pace, I'm sure I'll end up saying some much, much more X-rated things. Like what? Why don't we just find out together? Okay, yeah. I'll keep doing that. Fuck. Kiss my neck. Running your hands up and down my body. You really know how to treat a woman in more ways than one. Hey, take my dress off. There's something I want to show you. I know this is supposed to be about me and you helping me make a baby, but you've been such a sweet boy. Such a good boy. I really wanted this to be enjoyable for you, so I bought this lingerie for the occasion. See? You said that red was your favorite color. So red, lace bra and panties. Yeah, can't get much more cliche than that, but I still hope you like it. And I know that I'm not that young, sexy peach anymore, but I'm kind of hoping you like my body too. Yeah, well, I'm not that old, but you think I aged like fine wine? Well, it's quite the compliment. I'm going to stop doubting you, and I'm just going to let that sink in. Fine wine. Fuck. Believing you is giving me chills. I was going to call you smooth again, but I think I'm starting to feel something pressing against my hip, and it's hard to say that you're lying up to that. I'm gonna take your shirt off, okay? I want to see. Lift your arms up. Oh my. You have such a nice body. You do. I love every bit of it. And as a plus, now you don't have a way to hide certain things from me. Like this bulging through your pants. I am so glad that I have an effect on you, especially this much of one. I guess you're right. As time went on, I did fill up a bit in all the right places after all. Maybe that's why you've been looking down so much. I think I was too nervous to realize it before, but you seem to be having such a hard time keeping eye contact with me. You do really like my tits, don't you, sweetie? Your hands have been on my hips, but would you like to touch them? I don't think I've ever heard that question answered so fast. Why don't you take my bra off, too, and... Yes, touch them. Touch them more. Yeah, it feels really good. Keep kissing them too. I'm just gonna grab your hips and press your cock against, me. You don't mind if I feel it with my hand, do you? Oh my God. Don't stop. I'm glad you stopped hiding this from me. Yes. Touch my nipples too. Oh, yeah, running your fingers over them. Please. Fuck yeah. Sweetie. I want to say it in your ear, so no one else hears it. For the past few weeks, ever since we agreed to do this, I've been taking some hormones to increase the chance of pregnancy, but I think they're having some side effects. Well, my body is just so sensitive. My breasts are even worse than the rest. Like that. I don't know what could happen if you kept teasing me like this. Oh God. You want to find out? Wait, what are you doing? I guess that's what you meant. Oh, you on your knees. Oh, fuck. Why is that so hot? Big strong boy on his knees. Oh, using his mouth. Oh, God. You're such a naughty boy, aren't you? Oh, yeah. My nipples are hard and so fucking sensitive. Don't stop using your mouth. The way you lick the fuck. I don't know if this has ever happened. Just so fucking sensitive. You are driving me crazy. Oh, come on. Are you being a tease? Just suck on my tits already. Yes. Yes, that's it. Show me you like them. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Yes. Suck on them. Oh, you're pinching the other one with your fingers. Oh, where'd you learn that trick? Twisting as you suck. Oh, yeah, don't stop. What a good boy. Squeeze it. Yes, you're making me bite my lip. I can't help it. Fuck. Feel how soft and full they are. Oh God, yes. This feels so good. Fuck, these hormones are really having an effect. Or maybe you are just this good. Or it's been a really long time. I don't know. I don't remember being this sensitive. I think I might come from this. Oh yeah? Do you want that, sweetie? You want me to come from just sucking my tits and me rubbing on your thigh and rubbing on your chest? No. Don't go faster. Don't go slower. Just, yeah. Keep doing exactly what you're doing right now. Just a little more. Just a little more. Yeah. Like that. Like that. I can't. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah, don't laugh at me. My body is squirming for you. I think I'm gonna, oh my God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fuck. Oh my God. Oh, don't stop, don't stop. God damn. That was good. Oh, yes, hold me up. I feel so weak right now. I'm just gonna put my hands on your shoulders. Oh. And lean on you. Oh. There's no other way of saying it. That's cliche. Again. But that was amazing. Oh. Your mouth. How did you get so good at this? Yeah. Thank you for holding me up a bit. I mean, my legs are shaking. I felt like I was going to fall down if you didn't. I'm going to lean back. I want to see your eyes for a second. So much. Yeah, for reminding me of all these feelings. God damn. Of being desired by someone and feeling sexy. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't know how much I missed feeling like this. Fuck. That wasn't even part of our deal. But you're really going out of your way to make sure that I feel good. It means a lot. Yeah, I would say that it's working out quite well. You are such a good boy. I had no idea. I have to say, though, there is one other thing I've missed a lot, too. I'm curious. Look at me when I say this. I know that I have really missed having a cock in my mouth. You thought it was going to say something cute and sweet. Well, I think a bit of surprise can be enticing, right? So what do you say? Would you like to help me remember what that's like to refresh my memory? I know you're hard. I figured. I also think you might enjoy it if I kiss my way down your chest. Stand up for me and put your back against the wall. Good boy. Your eyes are huge right now. Down your stomach. My fingers on your skin. I've been rubbing you through your pants. But now I'm gonna free your cock. Oh, you wanna do it? Now that I'm on my knees in front of you, worshiping your body, what are you waiting for? Pull it out for me. Oh, don't rush. There's no rush. Oh, there. I thought feeling it with my hand was tempting, but look at this. Oh, I'm a scent too. Damn. I really miss that. I really need to have a good taste. I think I'm gonna start with some kissing. You twitched. What happens if I lick you? You like it when I flick the underside, starting at the base. I'm making your cock all wet for me. Yeah, it does taste good. Oh, you've never had a girl want to suck your cock? Well, let me tell you that you taste even better than I expected, and I love the way it twitches when I lick around the tip. Your little moans, too. You are eager. I can see it in your eyes. You really, really want to slide it in my mouth. So eager. Your fists are clenching. Do you want to put your hands in my hair? And pull me on. Put them behind your head for me. Like a good boy. because I'm going to take you in my mouth. And I hope it feels good. Finally filling my mouth with your cock. For me, it definitely does. No, I wasn't kidding when I told you that I missed this. Yeah, I'm a cum slut. I'm not shy. I don't want you to be shy either. Don't be shy about making noises. I told you. I love them. You can whimper, you can moan. I love knowing you feel good, that I make you feel good. To be honest, I was a little afraid that I might have lost my touch, but by your reactions, I don't think that's the case at all. I'm gonna try something. I'm not sure I still know how to do it. It has been a while, but just let me try. Do you like it? Going all the way inside my mouth, feeling how I almost choke on your cock. By the way, your hips are jerking. I would say that that is true. This in my mouth for a very long time and be a happy mama. But your balls are so full and I can feel you twitching. You're getting close, aren't you? Well, that's a shame, but that means I do need to stop because I need that cum, don't I? And this escalated a lot more than I expected, but we can't forget what you came here for, can we? I'll get up and come on, baby. Why don't you tell me how you want to do it? I'm positive we are both more than ready at this point. Doggy style, huh? I knew my naughty boy would choose well. Just let me climb up on the bed for you. I'm on all fours. And arch my back a bit. Put my ass all the way up. Enjoying the view, sweetie. I'm glad you like it so much, but come on. Don't keep me waiting. That's right. Kneel behind me. Good boy. Grip my hips. That's right. You can use my hip bones as handles. Oh, yeah, just like that. I really love this position. Makes me feel primal, like an animal ready to be bred. There's only one thing left now, right? Yeah. Pull down these soaking little panties. You see all that? Touch it. That's your fault for making me come all over them earlier. I want to come like that again, but this time I want to come while you fuck a baby into me. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so wet. Oh, yes. Fuck, yes. Finally. Sliding in slow, just yes, like that. Oh God, you feel so good. Yes. I'm gonna let you go as fast as you want. I just know I need to milk your cum out of your cock, and you were so close before. Oh God. Oh God, you feel so good. Fuck yes, finally. Saying I teased you. Harder. You can go harder. I can take it. Show me your wild side, sweetie. Go harder. Let go, sweetie. Let your instincts take over. Just fucking bound me. Yes. All the way inside. Yes. Oh, yeah. Feeling your hips smacking my ass. Don't stop. Use your hands. Oh, yeah. Pull me on you when you thrust. Yes, time it like fuck, like that. Fuck me. Pound me like this until you get me pregnant. Oh, you're pulling my hair. Oh God. Oh fuck, no, don't stop. I like it a little rough. Oh God. Your ball's deep inside me. Can you feel it? Oh God. Fuck. I think she's trying to hit my G spot, baby. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, keep thrusting that spot right there. Oh, as I arch my hips up. Yes. Keep pounding. If you keep doing this, fuck, I'm gonna come again. I can't. This is too much. Oh, please. Oh, please come inside me. Breathe me. Make me a baby. Make me pregnant. I need it. Oh God, I need your cum. Please. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Oh, God. Come with me, please. Please, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. so close. Oh.
Fuck. Oh, God.
Oh, God. I can barely speak right now. Oh, that's okay. Just give me a second. Oh, fuck. I hope it was good for you because I don't think I even need to say anything about me. Fuck. Lay on my back and try to keep all the scum inside of me because you came inside me a lot. I can feel it dripping out. No, don't worry about it. I can totally clean this up later. Just don't worry about anything, okay? Oh, yeah, hold me. That feels amazing. You smell good. Fuck. By the way, I should have asked earlier, but are you busy for the rest of the day? Nothing? It's just that, I don't think I'm leaving this bed anytime soon, and I really wouldn't mind having some company. You're tired too, aren't you? Well, here, let me touch you. Yeah, I want to feel you close. It's better than fine. It's amazing. Yeah. Just lie down at my side, just like that. Oh, yeah. You can put your head on my chest and I'll just hold you close, okay, baby boy? How about we take a little nap together? Good. I can just stroke your hair like this until you fall asleep. And when we wake up, maybe we can make some more of those cookies for you. I remember you like eating the dough. Yeah. Before that, can I say one last thing? Okay. So I'm ovulating, and with all the hormones I took, yeah, that was probably more than enough to get me pregnant, but I know you're not staying in town for long, but maybe we could try again tomorrow? I mean, if you want to. You know, to be extra sure. Yeah, and maybe during the rest of the week, too. Other positions. I like that idea. Weren't you a fucking surprise? All grown up.